Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
51551 is our text number, and joe@rt.ie. Pat Edwards from the Daisha Dog Sanctuary. Daisha, is that the correct pronunciation, Pat?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay, how are you? And Karen.
All right, thanks.
That's good. And Karen Rogers is in Leash. Karen, you contact us. What's the issue?
The issue is that I took my dog down to Pat to be fostered and not rehomed, and she got rehomed. And what I'm asking is that I get her back.
And what explain that. What's the difference between fostering and being a dog and rehoming a dog, Karen?
Well, fostering, you look after it for a short while.
Okay.
For whatever reason, like the person's going in hospital, like myself.
Okay.
Or rehoming is a permanent basis. You don't get their dog back. I've done animal rescue from the age of 16.
And Karen, by the way, what's your dog's name and what type of dog is it?
My dog's name's Jilly. And she's a liver and white Springer Spaniel Pointer Cross.
Springer Spaniel, okay.
She's nearly 8 years old.
Okay. And why did you want your dog fostered? What circumstances?
Because I'm going for an operation.
Okay.
And it's going to be a very long road to recovery.
Okay, so it's not like homing your dog in a kennel.
Oh, no,
when you
no,
go
not at all.
For a holiday or whatever. Okay.
No.
And how long?
The kennels can't take a dog for that length of time.
So, Karen, how long did you think that Jilly was going to be looked after by Daisha Dog Sanctuary?
For 6 months, and her food was going to be paid for.
You would pay the food. And what about vet bills and...
Yes, I put that in a note which I gave to Pat on the day, saying that I would, because the distance involved, that I would pay for the dog food
and then
vaccination.
Karen, when did you discover that your dog was no longer in the Daisha Dog Sanctuary?
When I phoned Pat up on Good Friday, the 19th of April, she told me she had rehomed her on the 17th of April.
So Jilly has gone to some other family?
Yeah.
And
which I'm not happy at because I want my dog back.
Okay. Pat Edwards of Daisha Dog Sanctuary. Pat, what's your understanding of what happened?
I'm not getting into slanging much about it anyway, Joe. I'll tell you what happened. She was phoning everywhere to get home for the two dogs. She was in trouble with the council. The dogs had to go. She's got six other dogs there, and she had to get rid of two of the dogs. I told her I tried getting a foster home. Then I said, we can't foster. We don't foster up here. We're rehoming. We're a welfare sanctuary. I mean, who's going to take a dog on for 6 months and block up a kennel? Not being funny. For somebody who's had to go into an operation, I believe. The council phoned me. Her landlord phoned me. I didn't know the council from Upleash. Why she had to come all the way down to me, I don't know. Because there's plenty of places up there that she did try, including a boarding kennel that she never went back to, who were offered to take the dogs for her. I told her we don't do long-term fostering up here, that if she come in, she would be here. There was two dogs due to come down, a collie, and the other one. We didn't take the collie because he chases cats. And up here, the dogs have a run out. You see, the dogs are free in the yard, so we've got a lot of cats up here. And I told about Jilly. I mean, the thing is, yes, I did home Jilly. I'm not saying I haven't rehomed Jilly.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I never took the dog. Who's going to foster a dog for 6 months?
And
block up a kennel.
And how was Jilly when she arrived with you, Pat?
She was in good condition. There was nothing the matter with the dog. Okay. I cannot say any different than that. All I'm saying is I told her when she bought the dog would not be going through the gate with her again. She said to me, will you look after her? I said, no, I do not look after them. She tried everybody. She's tried the ISPCA.
Mm-hmm.
She told by the landlord to take it to the pound, which he refused, which is not my problem.
Yeah.
But she ran out of options. And in the end, I said, I would take Jilly, but I would rehome her. And I have a message off her. In fact, her name is Karen Barthorpe, by the way, not Karen Wall. She signed it Karen Wall, but on Facebook it's Karen Barthorpe because she started a petition against us to close us down.
Yeah. And Pat, do you know where Jilly is now?
I know where Jilly is now. I know where Jilly's gone. I have a name and address of where Jilly's gone.
And is she happy?
She's in with another dog, and to be honest, she is happy. But the thing is, I think, to be honest, you need to speak to the council. They were the ones that notified me. They were the ones that got in touch with me. She's been to different rescues, and other rescues would not help her. She's had to come down this far to me for help.
Down to Waterford, I presume, or that
yeah,
area.
And I'm not bad-mouthing the lady whatsoever, yeah. But her name is Karen Barthorpe whenever she said any information off me.
Well, maybe that's Karen. Is that your Karen Rogers on my screen? Are you? Is that your marriage name, Karen, or something? I don't know.
That was my first married name.
Okay.
So that is just the name I use on Facebook, but all the documentation that Pat has got was in Karen Rogers.
Okay, Karen, let's go through the points that Pat Edwards is making. One, that you have a number of dogs in your household, is that correct?
I have another four.
Another four, okay.
Yeah.
That's the first point Pat made. The second point is that the council are not happy.
The council have now said to me, I can have five.
You can have five. Well, what did they say to you before that?
Originally, they did say four, but then they said to me, we'll allow you back with five.
And how did you get into a position where the council had to say anything to you, Karen? Do you know what I mean? How did the council come across you?
It was because I had the dogs indoors. Mm-hmm. They hadn't got anywhere to run outside because I haven't got a gate up and there's gaps all in the air fence. And I was told, no, you can't put a fence up. No, you can't put a dog run up. No, you cannot put gates up.
Yeah.
So then I got an electrical fault at the property I'm at, and I said, right, I'll move out for you to do the work.
Okay.
And then they decided they were going to put a dog run up for me,
okay.
Which isn't a lot of cop because one of the dogs got out to stay. It hasn't really solved the problem.
And Pat says there might be an issue with the ISPCA.
No, there's no actual issue with the ISPCA. What it was, the council built the ISPCA then because they wanted to make sure the dogs were okay. And the ISPCA lady said to me, there's no problem with your dogs at all. And when I moved to the temporary address, for the place where I am now to be sorted, I actually invited the ISPCA inspector round.
Okay. And Karen,
to check on the dogs, she was happy.
And you mentioned you had four other, is it five or four other dogs?
Four.
Where will they go when you're having your operation?
I've got a friend to look after them, but that one, Jilly, she was just that much too much for them. They said they could take on four, but not five.
And why did you start the petition, Karen?
Basically, because I've heard a lot, I won't go into details on it on the over air, but I have heard a lot, and I wasn't happy when I found Pat had rehomed Jilly, especially with the note that I gave her saying she was not to be rehomed.
Okay. And Karen, I know people love their dogs, and dogs are very, dogs love their owners as well, and it's a fantastic relationship and gives great joy all round. But Karen, you have four other dogs. Am I being unkind when I say?
Oh no, no, not at all.
When I say, you mean the head? Do you miss?
No.
No, I know. That's akin to saying to somebody, you've four other children. I shouldn't put it that way. But is Jilly in a special favourite of yours?
Yes, she is.
All right. God, that was a clumsy way of asking the question. But anyway, I asked the question in the end. So, Karen, what do you want now?
I want Jilly back. She helped me through a very, very rough time back in 2015.
Yeah.
I had a very abusive partner.
Okay.
Who was also very violent towards me.
We won't go there. I didn't know that this was coming, going that direction, Karen. So hold on a second.
Jilly helped me through that bad patch.
And I know what great assistance and comfort dogs can be. Pat Edwards, is this possible?
Can I just answer one question?
Yes, please. Yes.
Which council allows people to keep five dogs in the council house? Because if that's what the law is, then all the people that have been told they can only keep two have been misinformed.
Well, no, the answer here, Joe, is that the dogs came from England, and I was told by the people in England where they were adopted from, which was Dogs Trust in England and the RSPCA in England, they were not allowed to be rehomed without their permission. Yeah. And I got Julie down to Pat without the RSPCA knowing. If they know, I'm in very, very deep water.
Okay, well,
a lot more deeper water than what and Pat, I've tried at the moment.
Okay, I don't know where we're going with this one now. But Pat, well, Karen contacted us and she lay out her complaint, her issue. Now, what would happen, do you think, if you went to the family that now have Gilly and said, listen, I want to take Gilly back and give her back to Karen?
Like I said, Brian, there was just one question I asked and that was all. Sorry. Why is it that somebody can keep a dog, five dogs, in a council house when any people anywhere else are looking to keep two?
I take that point and you made it already, but as to the sting of my question is, is it possible or practicable to go back to the family that have now Gilly living with them and say Karen is very distressed?
Well, let's put it the other way.
Okay.
Are the council willing to put it in writing that she is allowed to have the five dogs back? That's fine by me. I will approach the lady myself.
Is that possible, Karen, to get something from...
Yeah, I will try get a letter from the council to state that I can have five dogs.
Okay, well, that's the answer Karen, if the council... See, we have Pat and Fairness has offered that solution. But, Karen, if the council say no, are you prepared to withdraw that petition you have against Aisha Dog Sanctuary?
Yeah, I would do.
Okay, well, that's good.
Because Pat says she never met me, but... Pat, I
know she did say she met.
Well, no, we're not going to get in a slanging match, but we met each other down at Brenda's back in 2011 when I actually did rescue work for a rescue group on Facebook and transported dogs down to Brenda.
Okay.
And you actually took a rabbit off of me.
Okay, Karen.
2011.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
2011, and you met me in 2013 when I brought a rabbit as far as Brenda's.
Okay, Karen, you have other pets, have you? Karen.
I've got the other four dogs, yeah.
Yes, and have you got
the
other.
The council made the exception for me to have the five.
Yeah.
And have you other animals there?
I've got two cats, which they allowed me. I gave them.
Pat, why are you
I part? Actually gave them the solution because at the time there were six dogs and there were six cats, admittedly far too many. And I said to the council, I will downsize. So I got the ISPCA inspector and I said to her, right, will you please come and take three of the cats? Which meant I'd halve them because I would go down to four dogs and two cats. And then the council said to me, because I had the other one that Pat was on about, that they'd allow me back with five.
Okay.
I've now got only two dogs, cats.
Two cats and four
the
dogs.
The other one's now been rehomed.
Are there any other animals on your premises? Any
No.
What about the hens?
No, I haven't got any hens. Years ago, I used to run a sanctuary.
Okay, fair.
Well, not a sanctuary. I used to run a rescue, a hen rescue.
In Rose and Alice,
I rescued over 30,000.
Okay, finally, Pap, why were you laughing there at one stage?
To be honest with you, you don't realise what a presidency you've just opened up by saying that the council have agreed for five dogs. When the council dog warden's actually going round and telling people they're coming out home.
But the deal we've struck here today, Pat, is if Karen supplies an official letter from the council to say she can have five...
I will apply to the lady who's got the dog if she's willing to... The paperwork for the lady and everything like that. There's no problem there.
Okay.
And like I said, I'm not arguing about it. Like I said, people make their own decision.
Okay. Karen, where did the hens go? Where did you have it that you rescued?
I rehomed them. I used to rescue them from the commercial farms and battery farms.
And where are you originally from, Karen?
I was born in Ireland, yeah. I was in County Wicklow, and I was sent to England and adopted.
Oh.
Very similar to the lady who had on prior to me.
Okay.
And I found one of my sisters after 56 years.
Great.
And she came over and spent Christmas with me.
Oh, fantastic.
And Jilly was actually named after that sister who is now dead.
Oh, God. Okay. Karen and Pat, that's the contract on air now at the minute. If the council can supply a letter to Pat Edwards saying they will allow another dog in your house, Pat Edwards, in good faith...
Well, they're not in the house. They're
on your premises.
Jilly's in the house now. Jilly's in a home. Jilly's in a house. She's not outside. You know, if they're not allowed in the house, because I was told by the council on an email from Karen that if they had a whiff of a dog they were in the house, they were going to take her back to court or take her to court.
Okay.
So is Jilly going to be kept as an outside dog where she's an inside dog now, or is she going to be kept outside with the other five?
Okay. Is Jilly an inside or an outsider?
She's initially an outside dog. She was when I first got her. And then she became inside because I had no run for them.
But can an inside dog become an outside dog, if you follow me? At 8 years of age.
Yeah, very easy.
Is that not cruel to have a dog that's been living in your house and sleeping on your lap and licking you and you're cuddling the dog and it's fantastic? Then to suddenly say to the dog, listen, Rex.
Well, that's worse to me than actually giving her to Pat.
Okay. Well, there's a letter from the council needed, and Pat will then, in good faith, do her best. Okay, Karen Rogers in Laois and Pat Edwards in Daisha Dog Sanctuary, and Jilly, wherever you were, thanks to the three of you. 51551.